The next time you walk into a room full of people, just listen to them talking. They're all communicating through conversation. Conversation is our main way of expressing our ideas, opinions, goals, and feelings to the people we meet for the first time and to our friends, coworkers, and family. Our ability to converse one-on-one is also the primary means of beginning and establishing friendships and relationships. Meeting new people and making new friends is what today's success is all about. Lively conversation is what makes us interesting, and since we spend so much of our time living, working, and playing with others, why be bored or boring when you don't have to be either? Whether we meet people at parties, at work, or on social networking sites like Facebook or LinkedIn, we can connect and communicate with those people when the channel of conversation is open. However, if the channel is closed, then starting and sustaining a conversation and creating a relationship of any kind is tough. The good news is, it's a lot easier than you might think to make meaningful connections, and that's what this audiobook is all about. Now, let me tell you what I'll cover in this four-part program over the next 70 or so minutes. In part one, I'll tell you how to start your conversations with confidence. I'll explain how to use body language to build instant rapport and natural ways to break the ice, plus an easy 5-second method for remembering names that really works. In part two, I'll explain how easy it is to know what to say next and keep the conversation going. Change topics, tell others who you are, handle a few common awkward conversations, and how to close your conversation and leave a great impression. In part three, I'll focus on establishing online relationships. In this part, you'll learn how to start online relationships the right way, meet people, make friends online, and then turn your online contacts into face-to-face relationships. Finally, in part four, I'll tell you ways to boost your conversations to the next level. In this section, you'll hear tips on networking, making new friends, rekindling old friendships, and tips for making conversation and a great impression on first dates. So, now if you're ready, let's get started with part one, starting conversations with confidence. Body language. The first challenge facing most people when they walk into a room full of strangers is having the confidence to break the ice and get the conversation going. Just thinking about those first few seconds of contact makes some people so nervous that they wait until someone else makes the first move, or they even avoid going to a social or business function altogether. However, there is an easy way to show others you are friendly, open, and willing to make contact, and it starts before you've said even one word with your body language or the nonverbal signals you send out. Research has shown that nearly 3/4 of our face-to-face communication is based on body language, and that we quickly judge one another in the first few seconds of contact based on these nonverbal cues. If your body language is closed, it makes you appear uncomfortable, awkward, or even unapproachable. On the other hand, when your body language is open, you'll look confident, friendly, and even will attract others to you. Plus, open body language makes it easier to break the ice and maintain an interesting and fun conversation. In his insightful book on shyness, Arthur Wasmer coined the term soften as a way to remember 6 body language softeners. A softener is a nonverbal gesture that will make people more responsive and receptive to you. Since your body language speaks before you do, it's important to project a receptive image. When you use open body language, you are already sending the signal, "I'm friendly and willing to communicate if you are." Each letter in the word S-O-F-T-E-N represents a specific nonverbal technique that makes others comfortable and encourages them to talk with you. The letter S in the word soften stands for smile. A pleasant smile is a strong indication of a friendly and open attitude and a willingness to communicate. It is a receptive and nonverbal signal sent with the hope that the other person will smile back. A smile is the easiest way to show someone that you've noticed him or her in a positive way. The result? The other person will usually smile back, because when you send out friendly nonverbal messages, you're more likely to get friendly nonverbal messages back. Smiling doesn't mean that you have to put on a phony face or pretend that you're happy all the time. But when you see someone you know or would like to make contact with, smile. When you couple a warm smile with a friendly hello, you'll be pleasantly surprised by similar responses.